Insect Wings. Evolve, devolve, and re-evolve.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, frankly, you've got my curiosity up on this one. Explain to us then how wings are supposed to evolve, devolve, and then re-evolve?
Well, a recent report in the journal Nature is forcing evolutionists to rethink their ideas of how insect wings evolved. The current evolutionary idea is that an ancestor of a winged insect gave rise to both winged and wingless features. Now, some stick insects have wings, but some don't. When evolutionists studied the DNA of 59 stick insect species, they came to a startling and somewhat ridiculous conclusion. They determined that over millions of years, quote, wings were lost in a primitive ancestor of stick insects, reappeared at least four times independently, then were lost again on two or more occasions, end of quote. So these wonderfully complex structures we call wings, not to mention their muscles, ligaments and nervous systems, are now said to have evolved, devolved and re-evolved several times, even within the same type of insects. If only scientists believed Genesis, they would know that all insects were created at about the same time.
If most scientists believed in the Bible, would they spend any time looking for life in outer space? Read our free booklet on extraterrestrial life at AnswersRadio.com. This free booklet by Ken Ham can be read right on your computer screen.